Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, you know that makes you a highly intelligent individual. And I know why you're listening. I know why you hung around a while today. Because you wanted to hear what Steve Chandler had to say. You went to the website, you heard me talking about him coming up, you take our newsletter and you saw the schedule, and you know Steve Chandler is with us right now, and I'm excited about him being here myself, folks. Steve is a best-selling author of so many books. I pulled a little muscle carrying all of them in here, and they're among my favorite books. He's got a brand new book out called The Story of You, which is about his experiences as a life coach. And many of you know about that, and he's our good friend. Steve Chandler, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Jim. And, you know, I hate the phrase life coach, although that's what a lot of people call me. I'm really more of I work more with businesses, and so, but, you know, when you work in California, you have to be a life coach because every human in California is a life coach.
But now, Steve, look, I'm just reading this off of the flap of your book.
I know. The publishers get carried away.
That's exactly right. So you need to straighten them out on that. But of course, I don't. Let me say this, folks. I've known Steve Chandler a long time, and I don't have to read the flap of his book to know a little bit about him. In fact, I know some things about him I can't tell you on the air.
But we'll
save that for another day. Okay.
We're saving it for the Jerry Springer show.
That's
after the show.
No. We don't do Jerry Springer around here. Okay, here's the thing that I'm going to paraphrase a portion of your book, and I want you to help us with this. This mm-hmm. I know that this book has been bubbling up out of you for a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, this is the one book that I've always wanted to write that I couldn't quite figure out how to write.
Yeah.
That I've been dying to write, and it's the one that I'm happiest with of all the books, because the thing that's been in front of everybody I've ever coached or consulted with, the only thing that ever got in their way, the only thing between them and success has been their story. So if I'll sit down with a small business and the owner says, the reason I'm not succeeding is, and he gives me a story.
Right.
And the problem with these stories, as the book shows, none of them are true.
And you actually say in your book that your story actually gets in the way of everything you ever wanted.
That's right.
Now, how can that be?
Well,
that's a paradox, isn't it?
Well, it really is. If we could live without our story, it's amazing what we do. And when we do the best things that we do, when we really make that wonderful contract with a new customer, everything, the best things we do, we set our story aside and we live beyond the story. We're just in the moment and we're flying high. We're in flow. We're in a zone. We can't describe it, but the story is gone. There's no more story because we're creating a new story that other people will tell about us. But almost every businessman, small business person, individual contractor that I've ever worked with over the last 20 years, the only thing I needed to do as their consultant is get rid of their story, and then they were able to succeed.
Give us an example of what a story might sound like.
Okay, let me give you an example. One of my clients, when I first sat down with him, said, my business was really hurt by 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a hard time recovering from that because it hurt the economy and then it hurt us, and we have a hard time recovering, and we've never really recovered from 9/11. And he went on for a long time with his story about how 9/11 hurt his business. And after a while, I was able to see that this was just a story. It really wasn't true that 9/11 hurt his business. What was true was that when the economy went down, this person had an inadequate response to that.
Right.
And quit on himself and used 9/11 because he heard people all around him, they were using 9/11 as the reason they weren't succeeding.
Can I?
And most people would rather have a good excuse than a good plan.
Right. Well, one thing's I'd like to not to parse words with you, but you said that story that 9/11 it wasn't true that it was his, you know, it hurt him. I'm going to propose that the problem was that it was true, but he wouldn't stop dwelling on it. He didn't move on to the next thing. See, I could see where and I think I have done this before. I have said to myself, this is something that happened to me, and maybe I'd blame something for that, because maybe it was the truth. Maybe it was something that happened to me. But I would use that as the reason why I was moving on to the next thing and not looking back. And I want your thoughts on that when we come back after these messages. It's 20 till. We got a little bit of a surprise coming up for Mr. Chandler right after these messages. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to go there as soon as you can and check out, click on the schedule page. And that's go to today's date, and you'll find Steve Chandler's name in the schedule. And with his name is a link. Click on that. That'll take you to his position in our Brain Trust, which you can also find through the Brain Trust. And go back through there. Click on the archives and look at the body of work that Steve Chandler has deposited with us over the years, and it's just a great body of information and perspectives and wisdom that Steve has left us with. And Steve, we really appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome. It's been my favorite show to be on.
Well, I appreciate that. And folks, the Steve's new book is called The Story of You. He's written something under 50 books that have sold something under a billion copies galactically. And this is the one I think you're the most proud of, though, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, this is the one that was the most exciting to write. It is very controversial in many parts. A lot of times my editor said, are you sure you want to put this out there? It's very self-revealing about my own story and how my own story got in the way in my life and kept me from succeeding.
I like to talk about
George Jones and Tammy Wynette, because they had a song out called Two Story House. you're living your story and I live in mine, and that's what split them up, is they both had a different story about each other.
Right. Well, you know, and we were talking as we went to the break about these stories, and you said the stories aren't true, and I said that maybe it is true, but one of the things, if I have a strength, I think, is that I don't look back. I may still tell you about something that happened to me that I'm still ticked off about. There may be something that happened to me that I didn't like and that I felt like it hurt me or whatever. And you may hear me telling that story, but you'll hear me telling that story while I'm making a new story.
And my book is about the idea that only the story harms you. Only the story can tick you off. The event by itself cannot tick you off. It's what you think about it, and it's the story you weave around it.
Right.
Like, that never should have happened. That was unfair. I'm disappointed. People create all these stories, and they walk into their place of work during the day with a head full of stories, and those stories get in the way of their pure creativity. And when you are really in a zone, which I urge all my clients to be in, you do not react to anything. Everything is material for you, for your creative machine. Mm-hmm. And a down economy is a good thing, because you can ride that. There are things you can do with customers when the economy is down that really draws them to your business.
Well, Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say that I told my audience this many times before. What got me started on my own small business career back in '89, I was downsized for the second time in 18 months. Well, neither case was it anything I could control. It just happened. But within 24 months after that last time, I went back and thanked both of the people who downsized me.
Yeah. And so what you didn't do is create a story that this is a bad thing, I'm unfortunate, life has dealt me a bad hand. That story keeps you from a creative response. Your creative response was to create a radio station and have it be all over the nation, and have it be the hub, the voice of small businesses everywhere. It's really astounding.
Well, but the thing is that maybe where I'm, you and I disagree a little bit, and maybe we're not. You can tell me if we are. Is that it doesn't? I don't think it holds me back to tell my story, even to myself. I think it motivates me as long as I keep it on that plane.
Well, as long as you keep it on that plane, I agree with that. You can tell a story that it ticked you off and it gave you energy and you just went this way. That's fine, because you got yourself back into the zone as fast as possible. But people get stuck in their stories. Mm-hmm. They get hung up in their stories.
And everybody listening right now knows somebody like you're talking about.
Well, you know, the terrorists have a story about Christianity and the West and Judaism, and it's their story about it that makes them crazy.
Right.
And if we could get rid of these stories, what a beautiful life. And that's my book's
point. How do we do? All right, tell us how we get rid of these stories.
You see it as a story. You see it that you just made it up and that there are all kinds of alternative stories. And once you start to see that the alternative stories are also true, you begin to laugh because your story no longer is true. It's just a story. Now you can take action. Mm-hmm. So what I put in the book is that the goal here is to get into action and stop telling yourself stories about how difficult everything is, because it's not. Life was meant to be easy, and succeeding at small business was meant to be easy. 4 out of 5 small businesses fail, and it's not necessary to fail.
Mm-hmm.
There's an instruction book on how to succeed out there. There's so many good books, including yours, out there on the shelves on how to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
That it is not necessary to fail. It's truly not.
Would it be a good idea if you start telling yourself a story, if you dwell on it too long, to say, okay, is this story becoming a speed bump for me, or is it becoming a turbocharger? Which one is it?
And if it, yeah, exactly. Does it serve me or doesn't it? Does mm-hmm. it wake me up in the morning with excitement and happiness, or does it get me down?
I've got an idea. When we come back after these messages, I'm going to ask Steve about whether he thinks this is a good idea. And we're going to talk about, are you a story told by an idiot? 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm so nervous, I just sit and smile. Your house is only another mile.
The anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 7 till and Steve Chandler. This is we are now in our 8th year of together. Do you know that?
Well, how long will this anniversary celebration last?
Forever and ever.
You're milking this thing.
Happy anniversary. That's right. Well, we're excited about it. Congratulations, and thank you again for all the time you've given us. And the book, Steve Chandler's new book, folks, is called The Story of You and How to Create a New One. Now, by the book, and the book's available wherever books are sold, right, Steve?
Yes, it is.
And wherever fine books are sold, in a couple of places where they're not so fine, including all the online bookstores, right?
Yes. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, everything.
The Story of You, and I predict, Steve, that very soon, way before the next time you're back on the show, this will be a bestseller.
Well, that's what the publisher says. The early sales are showing that it's headed in that direction, so I'm really pleased.
Well,
apparently,
folks,
it wasn't too controversial.
Well, all right, let's speak to that for just a second. There's a chapter here called, Are You a Story Told by an Idiot? That's a little controversial.
Well, it is, and there's a lot of very harsh things in the book about how people mess up their entire lives by the stories they have about their parents and about how hard it is to make it in business.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things that are just so untrue that they're ruining their lives by the stories they tell. And so, and what I'm really referring to is Shakespeare's quote from Macbeth, mm-hmm. that life is a person's life is a tale told by an idiot.
Right.
Because the person doesn't understand that life is to be loved and lived and enjoyed every delicious moment of it. And all these stories we put between ourselves and the love of life are absolutely unnecessary. And I say that from the experience of working with my clients over the last 20 years. The only thing between them and success is their story.
They got in their own way. You know, Steve, somebody told me something a long time ago, and it was a defining moment for me, and it really has helped me a lot. Two things I learned. One was this, that you're either a reaction to your raising or a product of your raising.
Uh-huh.
And what, as you may probably know, what the person meant was you can either react to your raising and blame it, or you can be a product of your raising and take how you were raised and build on that.
Yeah, use whatever was there, even if it's negative. And I
exactly.
put the word negative in quotes.
Exactly. And so I've tried to be a product of my raising, but I look around and I see people who are a reaction, and I see, you know, what it does to them.
Yeah, you're right.
Another quick thing, a book, somebody that I know you're very fond of is M. Scott Peck, who wrote The Road Less Traveled.
Right.
We lost Scotty last year, and we miss him already. But he said in his book, The Road Less Traveled, that there are two kinds of people that he dealt with in his psychiatry practice, and that was that the people who were neurotics and people who had character disorders. He said the neurotics tend to take responsibility. The character disordered folks did not take responsibility. He said, I could help the neurotics. The character disorders, I couldn't help.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was great, and his book really changed my life, The Road Less Traveled, because it really offered the choice between a responsible life in which we create our own success and an irresponsible life in which we keep blaming other people for everything.
And that's what your story builds on, the story of you by Steve Chandler. Folks, that's one of the reasons why I think I was so drawn to it, besides the fact that I already knew you. Steve, in the minute we have left, how much of your story is in this story?
Well, a lot of it, and a lot of the people who read it said, do you really want to embarrass yourself and risk telling all the story about yourself and all the jams you got into and how pathetic you really were? and I said, you know, people, I think, already know that. So it's going to go in there. And if it can help people, it's going in there. I don't really need to have some new story about me that I'm perfect.
Give us a quick taste, just in 30 seconds.
Well, I just told so many stories about my alcoholism, bankruptcy, divorce, about how tough a life I had. And finally, I woke up one day and I said, it's just a story. I haven't had any tougher life than anybody I've ever known. Why don't I just wake up and enjoy myself?
And so you got out of your way.
I threw the story away and I started living.
Wow.
Anyone can do that. I've never had a client who couldn't do that. I've never had a client that I coached and worked with who couldn't start laughing when they saw that their story about themselves was just a story.
Steve, can they buy the book through your website? You don't have a website anymore, though, do you?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, you do? Well, tell us about it.
SteveChandler.com.
Can they buy it from that website?
No, but it'll go right to Amazon or something.
All right. Check it out, folks. The Story of You by Steve Chandler. Thanks, Steve, for being here. Good job, and congratulations on the book.
You're welcome.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.